Well, hello everyone. This is Dr. Eileen, and this is another Daily Dose of Medicine Walk. And for those of you who are listening in on Blog Talk Radio, this is Healing House Radio. So, I hope everyone's doing well, and I hope that in this insane time where you never know what the next day's news is going to bring, you know, it's just kind of making it through. We're all just sort of holding on and doing the best we can. And Luna the MCAT is here. Say hi, Luna. Say hello. As soon as the camera comes out, Luna decides it's time to climb. Anyway, so today we're going to be talking about the idea of what empaths can use to ground. And today's focus is on nature for a very particular reason. Now, I really connect with the natural world. And I've done episodes before on the natural world. The teaching course that I did last year, you can look on the playlist. And I talked about earth magic and things like that. And sometimes it's really important to be able to reconnect to our source, to reconnect to the world. And one great way is through interacting with the natural world. Now, I am tremendously, tremendously lucky that I can be able to, you know, interact with the natural world every day because I live in a cabin in the woods. I'm quite literally up on a mountain, surrounded by trees, and right next to a river. And I know how blessed I am to be able to live in that type of a situation. And I also know that not everybody can do that. The important thing is, if you can't go to, you know, the woods or the rivers or stuff like that, there are ways you can bring it to you. And interacting and creating energetic relationships with the natural world. Now, can you do it, you know, going up to an old growth tree? Of course. Can you do it sitting with a potted plant in your apartment? Of course. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit. And the reason that nature came up as the discussion was there was something that I ordered. So this is also kind of an opening video, you know, or a package opening video, because I'm so excited. As some of you, you know, who know me personally, know that I'm a druid and I connect deeply to trees. And so I was, you know, as many of us are doing during this time of, you know, quarantining and all of that, I was on Etsy and I found the most amazing set. And it is, you know, one of the aspects of interacting with trees is divination. And it's sort of like, you know, for those who are familiar with like the tarot, it is a system called the Ogham, and it's spelled O-G-H-A-M, but it's pronounced Ogham. And these are, you know, symbols that represent different trees, because it's believed that all the trees hold wisdom, and that each tree, each different type of tree, has a particular gift that it shares. Now, they had this wonderful set of Ogham sticks, and I just couldn't help myself, so I ordered it. So they arrived today, and it is so cool. It is from a company called Way of the Buzzard, and yeah, and they sent me a nice little note and a book explaining it. The book was written by Glennie Kindred. It was written and illustrated by Glennie Kindred. And I'm going to be putting a link for both the company and for the author of the book, because, I mean, just looking through it, this was just so cool and so exciting. And, you know, I've studied Ogham's for many, many, many years, but I've never had like a full-on set. So I wanted to share that with you. And it is interesting. The interesting part is that each one of these sticks, you know, you can see like there's little symbols. Hopefully that doesn't get too fuzzy. And each stick not only represents, is it, there we go. There we go. Each stick represents a symbol, and each one is made from that tree. It is, you know, the willow and the, let's see, this is willow and the symbol on it. And each one, you know, and it's funny because, you know, when you attune to trees, when you connect to trees, it is so cool because each one has its own distinct energy, each one. And, you know, and you, I can close my eyes and I can actually see the tree. And it would seem that these folks, and, you know, and I've seen different sets, but the folks over at Way of the Buzzard, you know, they're in the UK, and I was so impressed with the fact that they go out and they collect, I actually collect it from each tree, a branch, and that, you know, these are all handmade, and it comes with a lovely little bag. But, you know, and it's just like really so, so clear and, you know, so present, the energy and the love that these folks put into it. So I am definitely giving them an awesome plug. They've got all kinds of other things that they sell. And as someone who has dealt with these energies for a very long time and seen a lot of different products that people put out, and, you know, especially, you know, things with regarding runes and stuff like that, this is the most authentic set that I have ever dealt with. It is absolutely, you know, they are, you know, they're just beautiful and they're so authentic. And you could tell the differences, you know, between each of, you know, each piece, and it just carries the energy of that tree. So, you know, that's like my new toy that I'm really going to enjoy. Now, how does this relate to empathy? Well, it's about energy. It's about the energy of these sticks that, you know, it's like, well, you know, big deal. They're sticks off a tree, not to an empath. You know, oh, well, there's just, you know, those are just stones by the river, not to an empath. Oh, wow, you know, that water is just, I mean, big deal. It's a river, not to an empath. We connect to things. We go beyond the surface to the energy beneath. And, I mean, just looking at these, holding them, you know, interacting with each and every piece, I can feel the energy there. And see, that is that wonderful empathic piece where you can walk past a tree and put your hand on it and feel the energy of that tree, feel the consciousness of that tree. And I, you know, it, as trees hold a special meaning, you know, and I also connect to water. I also connect to fire. I also connect to air. I connect to all of them. And trees hold a special place for me. When I was young, and, you know, when you're young and empathic, you find whatever protection, whatever place of peace that you can, because energetically, there's almost no place that has peace when you're young. You know, whether it's, you know, arguments in the family, whether it's, you know, kids being, you know, mean on the playground, you know, there was, when I was little, it was like there was almost no place I could go to find quiet and to find peace, because I didn't realize I was open to everything except when I was near a tree. And I would go and I would lay down next to the tree and I would just lean into it and I could feel that energy. And for some reason, when I was up against a tree, when I was near a tree, it just felt safe. It felt good. It felt quiet. That energy of the tree would block out everything else. All I knew was that tree. And, you know, different, I learned that if I leaned up against different types of trees, there was a little bit of something different in each one. You know, if I leaned up against a pine tree, that was a little bit different than when I leaned up against an oak tree. And it was always so fascinating to me. And like I said, the biggest thing was when I was in connection with it, everything else got quiet. I was not overwhelmed. And, you know, maybe you connect to trees, maybe you don't. But finding that thing that helps you feel the quiet, it helps you feel safe. That's the goal. That's what you want to find. Now, trees are excellent sources for that. I believe firmly, and in fact, I know it to be true, that trees have a consciousness. There is a spirit to them. And that spirit is willing to nurture us even after all that we've done to the natural world. The natural world will still accept us. It will still embrace us. And especially now with all the stuff that's going on, all the stuff that is just crazy, when humanity gets to be too much, an empath can turn to nature and be comforted by it and be nurtured by it. So it is important to be able to integrate the natural world in with your world. And like I said, you know, you might be living in an apartment somewhere. Maybe you're just sharing a room with somebody. A potted plant will do amazing things to shift an energy in a room. You know, get one of those little fountains, you know, even having that, having a water, some sort of a water presence in for you. That is wonderful. But by bringing plants in, when I had my old chiropractic office, I had plants that I had had for probably close to 13, 14 years. And they were in the room. And I would tell people, I do not own a single plant. And they'd look around and they'd see all the plants. I said, these are my friends. These are my colleagues. These are the beings that help me to do what I do. They help settle people's energies. And they would. And, you know, some patients would have certain plants that they would resonate closely with. And, you know, it's like, oh, you know, and they'd actually go up and greet the plant when they came in. And in some cases, I would, you know, if the plant was amenable to it, I would let the person take the plant. And it was, you know, to see someone light up and, you know, they would be holding the pot and, oh my God, I can't believe I get to take him home or I get to take her home. So plants can be an amazing support. They can be a way to find that eye of the storm. And if you can't get out to the trees, and, you know, even with quarantine, there are still some places that are opening up where you can walk. And, you know, if you can just find a place that has even a few trees that you can, you know, quietly walk near and, you know, don't, you know, hang out like, you know, chatting with people, you know, you stay masked, stay observing, but you can still be able to make that connection. And if you can't do it at all, then a potted plant will work as long as that energy is brought in. And it is, you know, it is very special to be able to have some aspect of it that you can carry, like, you know, like these things. It is, you know, I cannot tell you how excited I am to get these. And to be able to begin working with them, because I hadn't done that type of work in quite a while. You know, other things came in, and, you know, the work that I would do with the trees, and, you know, and this is a tree work, because each one of these represents a different tree, and by interacting with them, I actually interact with all of them. So I'm looking forward to that, and again, I will put the information for these and the website for this company in the description, or I'll have it in the description, and I'm going to have a panel that will give more information about them. I wholeheartedly encourage you to, you know, to look at their work and look at their catalogs, because they've got some tremendously cool stuff. And you could tell these are people with a really, really, really good heart. You can feel that through what they, you know, through their product. You can tell how cool, that their energy is. So I encourage you to go check them out. And just get out into nature, because if there's any time when we need those places of quiet, those points of stillness, now's the time. And you don't get to play with my stuff. Ugh. When she sees something, it's like, ooh, what's that? That's new. So, thank you for joining me. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please leave them in the comments section. You can also follow me on Twitter, and you can contact me through my Facebook group, Medicine Walk with Dr. Eileen. And my email address is also in the description if you'd like to reach me, and if you have a particular question. If you like this video, please press like. And if you have not subscribed, please consider doing so. It would really help me out and help out the channel. So again, thank you for joining me. And as always, I wish you balance and I wish you blessings from my heart to yours. Love you and see you tomorrow. Bye.